I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Me Too sparked a global conversation about sexual assault and harassment that may have helped some women in the hotel industry achieve a goal they'd been fighting for a long time, getting their employers to do more to protect them from sexual assault. This made headlines a few years back when a hotel housekeeper accused Dominique Strauss-Kahn, the former head of the IMF, of sexual assault. That case was settled out of court, but the problem never went away. Here's The World's Allison Herrera.
Imagine this. You're a woman working in an office, and you're in the middle of a meeting. All of a sudden, your male coworker starts to undress. It's hard to imagine that happening, right? Well, if you're a hotel housekeeper, chances are it has happened to you.
You know, I knock 3 times, and I'm assuming, oh, no one's in the room, so I'm going to put my key in, I'm going to enter the room. So this particular time, you know, I knocked and entered this room, and this guest is standing there completely naked.
That's Latonia. She's a housekeeper at a large hotel in Chicago. She asked me not to use her last name or the name of the hotel where she works. She's worried about how speaking out might impact her job. She says that when this happened, she was more than just scared.
Like, it made me feel disgusted, angry. So I just kind of like bagged up and just left.
She reported it to her manager, but she says nothing was done.
So it's one of those things, it happens so much in housekeeping where your managers kind of feel like it was just normal. And they just say, okay, you don't go back to the room today.
But she did have to go back. She brought another woman so she wouldn't have to be alone. And fortunately, that guest wasn't there. But he wasn't asked to leave. So in 2016, when members of her union, Unite Here, wanted to ask her and her coworkers some questions about sexual assault on the job, she knew this was her chance to make change happen.
I'm like, oh, okay. And one of my coworkers was sitting next to me, and she was like, you know, just kind of nudged me like, you know, why are they coming talking about sexual harassment? And I'm like, this is our opportunity to kind of share things that we deal with every day.
Latonia and other housekeepers in the union set out to survey more than 500 women about their experiences on the job. Nearly 60% of women they talked with dealt with some form of assault by a hotel guest. That led to action. Last year, housekeepers in Chicago successfully lobbied for a device to keep them safe. It's called a panic button, and it was part of a citywide campaign known as Hands Off, Pants On. So this is one solution.
See, it sent a message that I was in danger in the room.
That's Arifa Hodzic. She's the head of housekeeping at the Witt Hotel. She shows me how the safety device works. Press the button, and hotel security is on the way.
Housekeeping.
Hodzic emigrated here from the 90s, from what was then Yugoslavia. She's always worked as a housekeeper. Her story is not uncommon. According to a study done by the American Immigration Council, the top occupation for foreign-born women here in the U.S. is housekeeping, with nearly 900,000 women working in this sector. For Hodzic, having the panic button has made her and her staff safer.
I honestly think so. It's a great thing.
It is great that Chicago hotels are required to give this device to housekeepers, but sexual assault in the hotel industry is a global issue. So what are some of these larger chains like Marriott doing to keep their workers safe, say in Paris or Dubai?
There's such heightened awareness around safety and security, so we're dialing up in this space. But I think it's important to remember there's no one magic answer.
That's Erica Alexander. She's the chief lodging services officer for Marriott International. She's talking about the new devices they're rolling out in the U.S. and Canada. But the company has no current plan to put panic buttons into the hands of their workers in other countries.
That, for us, is a huge problem because we understand that, you know, the Marriott brand should be doing the right thing, whether they're here in the United States or around the world.
That's Kathy Feingold. She's the international director of the AFL-CIO. She says that back in June, housekeepers from Chicago presented at an international labor conference in Geneva. They inspired other housekeepers working in South Africa and around the globe to push for a hands-off, pants-on campaign.
If there's a best practice that's happening here in the United States, and Marriott can do it here in the United States, they can do it in China, where they have massive investment and expansion. They can do it throughout Asia, throughout Latin America.
Before the Me Too movement last year, housekeepers like Latonia didn't have much of a voice when it came to safety on the job. They'd been trying for years to get their employers to protect them.
And then all of a sudden, all of this stuff started showing up in the news. And I'm just like, this is incredible. I'm like, because we had the same feeling, like we've started something.
And they have. Five of the major hotel chains have promised to install panic buttons in all their hotels nationwide by 2020. But for so many people around the globe working as housekeepers, there's no button they can press to stop them from being assaulted on the job. For The World, Allison Herrera, Chicago.